Blessings and much love to you, dear family. Mother Claire began, Lord, I just want to tuck in with you. It's been such a challenging day. I'm sorry for my impatience and negative attitude. Are you better now? I hope so, Lord. Me too, because I cannot use you when you go off like that. You should know by now when they hit you like that, it is deliberate to get your mind off my business. But I appreciate your attempts to turn it around. They hate you, Claire. That's a bummer for them. Indeed it is. Just carry on, beloved. I do have your back, but you must keep your composure when they come against you like that. I want to cradle you in my arms when things get intense. Both of you really need to work on stopping negative thoughts and scenarios from even entering your minds. They bring in so much filth. Oh, Claire, do try to keep that away from your thoughts. Oh, you are so tired. I would love to talk with you, but you really are tired. Jesus, you can revive me just enough so we can have a little time together. Would you? Please? Beloved, you are tired. It would be best for you to go to bed now. Tomorrow is a new day. Pray that it will go well in my perfect will. Lord, here I am, just barely. You're getting backlash. Lord, please fight for me. Just follow my directives, and I will be with you each step of the way. I promise you. You have followed out of obedience. Keep that up, and I will defend you and provide for you. Know that I'm fighting for you. Thank you for writing things down just as I say them. You see, combat zones are what happens when you are on the verge of a breakthrough. Keep your eyes on me, not those who oppose you. I am not the least bit concerned about them. Jesus, please clean me up. Deep soaking prayer with me, that is what is needed. Really focused dwelling with me, and I do mean really focused. Let me walk you into this, my beloved. You depend far too much on yourself. Abandon yourself to me. Satan gets nowhere with me. Just be still and see the glory of God. It's going to be all right. Be still and know that I am God. When I want something done, shall I not do it? Yes, Lord, you do it. There is so much I need to clarify, but I need you to give me more time than you give to your curiosity. Can you? Will you? Okay. Thank you. I cannot even begin to impart what I must when your attention is not on me. Lord, part of me just keeps drifting off into Never Never Land. Do the consecration. Yes, Lord. My very little one, you cannot even control your appetite. I pity you and hold you so dear to my heart. I will give you the things you need for the consecration. Please stop worrying and put all your confidence in me. Amen.